This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Just as Michaela reaches her 25th birthday, she finds herself in an unexpected predicament, one that quickly spirals into a full-blown crisis. A routine visit to the gynecologist takes a shocking turn, delivering news that's both awkward and life-changing. The Michaela in question is actress and writer Michaela Jett Tucker, and she has written and performs in A Doll's Life, Confessions of a Quarter-Life Crisis. It is currently showing at the Sandton Theatre on the Square until the 29th of March. And I am delighted to have Michaela as my guest now to join me. Michaela, welcome and thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honour to be able to be here. So thank you.
Michaela, you have had two sold-out seasons in Cape Town, which is great indication of the show. Tell me a little bit what the history behind A Doll's House is.
So A Doll's Life is the confessions of my quarter-life crisis. It is a one-woman show that is 60 minutes long. It's dark humor in style, so it deals with some very serious topics in a very light-hearted and actually quite hilarious way. So people are expected to laugh and to cry and to feel all of the feelings. And it's gone within a blip. You literally open your eyes and close your eyes and it's done. So yeah, it's been an absolute treat and dream to be able to perform this one-woman show that I've created myself, and to be able to bring it to Joburg, which is essentially my home, is even more of a treat. So I'm really thrilled and excited to be able to put it on the Joburg stages.
Michaela, right, you are an actress, you've been on SABC One, you're very familiar with TV. What was it like transitioning from TV to becoming your own writer and performer?
So, I mean, I'm theatre trained. I studied at Wits Drama School, where we did theatre and performance. And then I came to Cape Town and further my studied in musical theatre. And I've also done a number of professional theatre work. So I wouldn't say it was a huge transition from screen to stage, but definitely the transition of holding a show yourself, as opposed to relying on an ensemble and having other people to work off, has been a new challenge for me, as well as the role of being a writer and a producer, which I am for the show. So there's definitely come a lot of newness, but the stage is my happy place. So I'm absolutely delighted to always, you know, perform live, but holding the stage my own, or rather on my own, has come with some challenges, but also an absolute dream come true for me. It's always been something that I've wanted to do, a one-woman show. It was just about figuring out when the right time would be and what topics I wanted to confront, which made it my story.
In terms of topics that you want to confront, what is the level of vulnerability that you're putting yourself through?
Oh, it's 100% level of vulnerability. I'd say about 90% of the show is autobiographical. A lot of what is dealt with has happened personally to me, and some of which hasn't happened personally to me, but has happened to those very close around me. So it is based on true events. While it might not have necessarily happened within my day-to-days, it's affected those around me, which is why the show is so relatable and universal. They're stories of people who I know and care deeply for.
In terms of writing your own show, what is the process that goes into it? I mean, how do you just select what stories? How do you find the funny bits? How do you find the sad bits?
Yeah. So the show was an idea for a very long time that I really just didn't know how to put into practical it was very much an idea before it became a reality, and I procrastinated this idea for a long time. I didn't know if the story would be relevant. I didn't know if anyone would care, and so those were the things that were swirming around my brain for some time. And then eventually series of things started happening in my life where it was almost like I was living things for the sake of the plot. It seemed as though things were just steering me in a particular way that made sense to write a show, because it just became absurd and bizarre and just too much. And I started making humor of the things that were happening to me, and that put me on my course into writing the show. So I initially wrote the show in episodes, just documenting the various stories and moments that were happening to me as they were happening to me, without really knowing what the through line was going to be. More so just putting a bunch of moments and scenes and scenarios on paper. And then slowly but surely, it all kind of made sense in a very linear way. And then from that moment, it just went on and on and on. And look, it is only 60 minutes, so it's not pouring my entire life onto the stage, but it's a fair amount of detail about everything that I've come to know and experience at 25 so far.
Okay, so it sounds to me like it's a bit of art mimicking life rather than life mimicking art.
Yes, totally.
And in terms of a doll's life, why a doll's life? Is that kind of how you saw yourself?
Here in Cape Town, I'm referred to as Doll. Everyone goes, "Hi Doll, hi Doll, hi Doll." And it's also a term of endearment that I've come to use for everyone else in my life. I'm the doll and everyone else is the doll. And there's obviously a slight reference and play on A Doll's House, which is a very famous Ibsen play. So and that comes with its own themes of feminism and women not really having a voice. And I feel like my show is the opposite. So I'm making a play on an already known title. And then it also just speaks to where I am and who I am right now. When all the things started happening to me that I discuss in the show, it was when I started using the term doll for just about everyone that I came across. And it also is a good way to show my context as a Jewish Joburg girl living in Cape Town. I am the doll, and everyone else around me are dolls too.
And then, Michaela, what was it like presenting for the first time, your very first show? What was the feelings behind it?
Doing the official opening of the show.
The official opening.
It was really daunting. We actually did it in a bar. So the Theatre on the Square is our first official theatre that we are going to be performing the show in. We did it at a bar in Sea Point, over my birthday last year. This was my ultimate birthday wish come true. It was the gift that I just keep on receiving. And so the opening night was, it was a Monday night. A large amount of the audience were friends who I kind of forced to come, but who made it a very easy and soft landing for me. It was a treat. From there, the ball just kept rolling and rolling. And yeah, we had a subsequent, another run later in Cape Town as well, and now bringing it to Joburg, and we anticipate quite a few more runs as well.
The reviews have been fantastic. Do you read them? How much store do you place in them, and how reliant are you on them?
I am someone who really enjoys feedback. Having been an actress and experienced rejection and feedback my whole life, it's something that I'm quite accustomed to. I always know to take the things with a pinch of salt. I know that they are only seeing one show on one night when so many factors may have happened in that show. So, I mean, I take it at face value, but there's always something to learn from and grow from. And so, yeah, I always read my reviews. And my articles, because it's just part of the puzzle, really, for me. I enjoy feedback. I really do. And the show is still in its incubator phase. We've only been doing it for a couple of months, and so we do want it to grow. We do want it to have legs and to develop into a bigger, better, stronger, more sparkling show. So if the reviews are going to help us with that, then that's great. And also, and people can say what they need to say. I know the heart and the soul of the show, and so I can play with that in with regards to what they say.
Michaela, do you feel like you've broken a psychological barrier by performing and writing your own show? Do you feel like this was a major first step in your career?
Yeah, I do. I think, as I mentioned, I really procrastinated this. I really thought no one would care. Having subsequently done the show twice already and getting the response and feedback that we did, where so many people are able to identify with the themes, identify with the character, identify with all of the situations and mundanities and complexities and realities that make up a crisis, I realized that, yeah, there is weight in what I have to say. Not everyone will enjoy the show. That's just part of life. But there are so many people who do, or rather just who identify with the show. So that's allowed me to break through the barrier of, do people care? Will this have any weighting in life? I've been able to push through that psychological barrier. But in creating shows, and hopefully this won't be the last, I've already got new ideas for what will come next. I mean, a quarter life can only be so long. So there will be new barriers and new hurdles that come into a new show, but at least I know that you just have to go for it. And I'm so glad that I did.
What can your audience expect when they attend your show at the Theatre on the Square?
They can expect more than just a show. It's a night out. We have been advertising it as a doll's night out, doll for man, woman alike, for everyone. You're coming for more than just entertainment. It's about leaving your stuff at home, having a drink, having a laugh, being entered into this new world, crying, laughing, enjoying, being entertained. It's only an hour. And then off you go, back on your merry ways home. It's fun and it's lighthearted and it's just a nice little escape from your realities into mine.
Okay, so let me give those details. Just to remind you that it was sold out in Cape Town, so you want to be quick. It's showing at the Theatre on the Square, Nelson Mandela Square, Sandton. It's running until the 29th of March. Excellent timing over the long weekend. Tickets are available on Quicket, and I'm pretty sure you can phone the studio as well and speak to Daphne or one of her colleagues. So please do get that. And just to say thank you very much, Michaela, for joining me.
Thank you so much, Cherise, for having me, and I look forward to seeing you at the show.
I'm looking forward to coming. That is Michaela J. Tucker, and she is opening her show, A Doll's Life, Confessions of a Quarter Life Crisis.